Which, yeah, is not so minor if you consider how much you use your voice. And splitting, those things don't heal back the same way. So you have to kind of stay away from that one unless you're seriously trained. The title, The Grains of Voices, there's an article that came out, I think, in the 70s by a French philosopher, Roland Barthes, that was called The Grain of the Voice, which sought to really discuss timbre and the role that timbre played in our association with timbre. And it has an interesting reference to Elvis Presley from this totally academic intellectual capacity that it was the timbre of his voice that explains his popularity, which is true up to an extent. I mean, the Elvis Presley as a singer had a fairly unique vocal quality. Just the sound of his voice was a fairly unique thing. But when I say this kind of academic way, it totally misses the fact that the whole racial politics of what was going on, he was a white man singing black music. And essentially, there were a lot of other blacks that sounded like him, but were not getting attention and fame because they were black. And in the South, that just wasn't the way. So I mean, that was the whole, he was bridging a racial divide. And then when he played up north, like when he played the Apollo, to an integrated, semi-integrated audience, blacks on one side, whites on the other of the house, they would clap, you know, different times. Whites would clap on 1 and 3, and the blacks would clap on 2 and 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just totally perceived him in different ways, the audiences. But he was appealing to both. But it's an interesting article that does get into timbre, and there's some sort of play on that, I think, it's working in. If you go back and listen to the beginning of this, you can pick out some of the things that are being